people ever. Sunita.
Sunita.
Hello.
It's been a month already?
I know.
Where is 2011 going?
It's going fast.
I know. We need to slow it down a little bit.
Okay, I'll work on it.
Please.
Okay.
Actually, just slow it down here in the springtime.
Okay. And don't you love spring in Oklahoma? Oh, my God.
It's amazing. People complain so much about it, though.
I know.
It's like they'll ruin the whole week thinking, oh, yes. Well, Saturday's going to be cold.
Yeah, no.
Enjoy the week. It's beautiful.
I agree with you. Yes.
So, yeah, it's great. We're very lucky to be here.
We are.
Normally, you do numerology for us, Sunita.
Yes,
but
I do.
Since you are so multi-talented.
There you go.
You are also a feng shui consultant.
I am, yes.
And that's what we're going to talk about today because, as you mentioned, and as Drew mentioned, it's springtime.
Yes, it's springtime. There's lots of great tips, and you can use feng shui in your daily life.
Now, explain to people what feng shui is for people who haven't heard you on our show before.
Yes, well, that's a great idea. Feng shui is how to bring harmony and peace and tranquility into your home, different opportunities, how to increase your finances. If you want to bring love into your life, feng shui is your gal.
Ah,
your
okay. Well, what should we talk about first? I mean, it's springtime.
Let's do spring.
Yes.
Spring. I think for springtime, people have a tough time. You know, you've had the malaise of the wintertime. You really want to get that out of your home, open up your windows. And here's a great tip. And it's easy to do because you need to get rid of 27 items.
Okay. Just throw them away.
Just throw them away. That's right. Now, I like to give things away.
I was going to say, you can donate
yes,
them, can't you?
I okay. love to donate, but they cannot live in your house. Anything you don't like, it doesn't get to live with you.
So it doesn't matter if it's like something in your kitchen, a pot or pan,
yes.
or clothing,
yeah.
or just anything in your home.
27 pieces of paper.
Can it be my boyfriend stuff?
Sure.
Definitely.
Yeah. You could do 26 of those.
Especially your boyfriend's
yeah.
things.
Yes.
I think I got 27 things on the coffee table right now I could get rid of.
And see, when you go home, it's a great game. You kind of get all caught up in counting.
Uh-huh.
And before you know it, you go, I don't want this, I don't want this, and you've got a bag full of things to get rid of.
Okay. People have got all kinds of stuff that they do not need to keep
yes.
anymore. I myself, and it's freeing when you finally get rid of that stuff.
Yes, yes. And clean your windows.
Okay. Clean your windows.
Get rid of 27 things right now. That's a good way to bring in spring. And then clean your windows.
Clean your windows.
Okay.
And it's always great to declutter.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk through your home and look at everything and say, I don't need this.
Yeah.
You know, and so get rid of it. Surround yourself with things you love.
Well, and we always talk about feng shui in the house, but now it's springtime where people are going to be planting and trying to get the yards done. How do you get feng shui and move it outside of the house?
Oh,
what do you use for your yard? That's what I'm here
him.
For. That's why they pay me.
I think we'll keep him. Let's keep him another
okay.
day. Yes.
Thank you. Can you tell the boss?
I'll tell him. We want to keep Drew for one more day. The same thing that you plan that you have for your home, feng shui applies to your yard also. Your yard even has a financial area. So if you're looking at your home and standing and looking at your front door, the far back left corner of your yard is your financial area.
Now, are you talking the front yard or the
backyard? Backyard.
Okay, so the backyard.
So you're standing and looking at your front door, the far left corner of your backyard is your financial area.
Okay.
So plant something purple, something that's gorgeous.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Now, that'll bring money in.
We all want that.
I do, too.
Is that the same for your home, then, too?
Yes.
Inside your home, your back left corner is
yes,
your finance
Casey.
Area.
Yes, and inside the far back left corner of your home is also the financial area, and you want to declutter that.
Okay.
And make sure it's neat, and that'll bring lots and lots of money to you?
Yes, it will. I guarantee.
Oh, guaranteed.
And keep the toilet lid down always, people. Boys.
Yes, believe me, I learned that a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Keep the toilet seat down.
Not the seat, yes, but also
the lid.
Because if you've got a drain, right, that's where your money's going, in your money section of your house.
Yes, and also whenever you're flushing the toilet, bacteria comes back up into the air. You want to put the lid down and then flush.
Okay.
For some reasons, boys get that. They don't get it and if I don't tell them about the germs.
Well,
you have to throw the germ part in order for them to follow that.
For the boys to follow it.
See, you just have to tell me you don't want to walk in at night and sit in the water, and that's then we already know. Put it down. The ladies want you to put the toilet seat down.
Yes.
Well, we're going to take a break real quick, and coming up, I know you get a lot of people asking you about how to bring romance into their house.
Yes.
Into their lives with feng shui. So we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll talk about romance.
Sounds good.
It's Drew and Casey with Sunita Sitara today on 98.9 KISS FM. 98.9 KISS FM. It's Drew and Casey. We've got special guest Sunita Sitara in studio with us today. And we're talking about feng shui.
Yes, we are.
Now, let's clarify again. When you're doing your finances of your home, you are outside looking at your front door?
Yes, you're standing outside. And, you know, you want to be looking at your front door. And that's how you can figure out. And the other thing, Casey, you can do is go to my website, the Bhagwa map. That's the map that tells you all the 9 different areas of your home. And it's on my website.
So SunitaSitara.com?
Yeah.
Yes.
All
yes.
of them that we're talking about,
yes.
every area is looking at your front door.
From the, yes. Like if you're on your front porch?
Yes.
Yes. You're standing and you're looking at your front door, and then you can figure out, okay, here are the 9 areas. Your front door is going to be either in the spirituality area or career area or helpful people area. Those are the first 3 boxes, and then you have 3 more segments and then 3 more behind that.
Okay.
So there are 9, it's a 9 grid pattern.
Okay, and no matter what, the back left corner is
finance area. Yes, exactly.
Well, and I know a lot of people ask about romance. What area is the romance?
The far right corner, at the very end, yes,
okay.
of your home, yes, on the
okay.
far...
Okay, so the back right.
The back right.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so now what do you do in terms of romance?
Romance.
You're single. It doesn't have to be single, right? I mean, married
yeah.
people want romance, too.
Oh, I know, and you put that sizzle.
Sometimes we need it more than single people.
That's true.
They've got plenty of sizzle.
That's true, single
it's
people.
New.
It's new.
Yeah.
So for all... Not older people. I'm sorry. For all married people. For people who've been married, to bring sizzle into your life, you want to make sure there's nothing under your bed. Have a solid headboard.
Okay.
Always have a solid headboard. You can put pink sheets on your bed. Woohoo.
Oh, pink sheets. Yeah.
Yes. 2 nightstands on either side, and that equalizes your relationship. That's a very good thing. Okay, now if you want to invite romance, make sure that you have an empty drawer.
Okay.
In your bureau, chest of drawers. So you're sending out the message to the universe that, yes, you want an overnight guest.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So this is if you were single.
This is if you're single,
okay.
Not when you're married.
No, no. Then your wife will be like, why is there an empty drawer in here? What, are you crazy?
Why are you inviting a guest in here?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're single, leave one of your dresser drawers empty so you're inviting a guest in.
Yes.
Can yes. you leave a spot in your toothbrush spot, too?
Yes.
Just in case you're inviting someone over for the night?
I was just going to say that, Drew. In your bathroom, you want to make sure that you have space for someone else's toothbrush, toothpaste, and maybe, if you're a girl, a razor.
Oh.
You know, or for a man, doesn't matter, because
yeah.
men don't want us using their razors.
No.
And in your closet, leave a few empty hangers.
Oh, okay. I like it. Very nice.
Can you do the pink sheet trick if you're single?
Yes.
Okay.
It's perfect.
So anybody can do pink sheets.
Anybody can do pink sheets. And if you're single, wear something pink for 9 consecutive days.
Can I just say, as a man who was single for a long time,
yes.
you're not going to have guests over if you have pink sheets, guys.
No, wait
If a girl
second.
Comes in and sees pink sheets on your bed, she's running out the front door.
No.
She's going to think you stole it from your sister.
Is that true, Casey? Do you think?
We don't have pink sheets at my place, but...
But, I mean, if a guy had pink sheets, would you run the other way?
Probably.
But the girls can have them.
Some of the guys I've dated, I was actually impressed they maybe had sheets on the bed.
That's true.
That they wasn't in a big lump on the floor in the bed.
Yes.
So I would actually be impressed.
Yes, keep your bedroom clean.
Okay.
Picked up, yeah. That's very important. important.
That's definitely important. Inviting.
Have romantic things. Like, okay, if you don't want to do pink sheets, Drew, and you're a single guy, have a pink candle.
That can be done. Okay, that pink candle can be done.
Not as odd. Yeah. Well, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, if you are trying to sell your house, I know a lot of people are trying to sell their house. And I think the home market, the housing market is still a little tough. You've got some feng shui tips for that.
Awesome tips.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that next. It's Drew and Casey on Kiss FM. 98.9 Kiss FM. It's Drew and Casey playing the most hits from the 90s to now. That's the Glee cast with Loser Like Me. I've got time for one more segment with Sunita Sitara. You're laughing at them. Why are you laughing at Glee?
No.
It's a big show, Sunita.
Don't laugh at Glee.
I love Glee.
We all love Glee.
I do. Yeah, last night was awesome.
Oh, we don't really watch it.
You don't?
No.
Gwyneth Paltrow
was great.
She was amazing.
Yeah, she's fantastic in that stuff.
Yes.
She's got a good voice.
I want her body.
Don't we all, Sunita?
Oh, yeah.
So, usually you do numerology, but today we're going to do feng shui.
Yes.
And don't forget, your website is set up, sunitasitara.com.
Yes.
If you have trouble finding it, you can always find us, 989kissfm.com. Email us. We'll be happy to help you. Or you're on Facebook. You're one of my friends. You're one of Drew's friends. You're friends of our show.
Yes.
So, it's real easy to find you.
Right.
And we've talked about finance, which, as you look at your house on your front porch, is the left-hand corner of your home, the back
left-hand
corner.
Yes.
And then your romance section is your right hand, back left-hand, or right hand side.
Yes.
But if you're trying to sell your home,
there's lots of great things. And also, I do want to offer this to your listeners. If they want to send me a question, they can at my website, and I'll be more than happy to answer questions since we're not taking calls today. Okay. Great, great ideas for how to sell your home. First of all, of course, declutter, right?
Yes.
That's a no-brainer. And then it's a good idea to go ahead and get rid of some of the personal photographs that you have lying around. If you're having a tough time selling your house, and I know this is so hard, but I hate doing this to St. Joseph, is to bury him upside down, facing out towards the street. Remember where he is so that you can dig him up later.
Yes, you want to take him with
you.
Yes,
take him with
Especially if you sold it, then you may need to sell your next house with him.
But he is wonderful.
Yeah.
He's awesome. He does a great job. So it has to be in the front yard. And you can, the other thing that you can do is when you're looking at your front door, on the right-hand side, place an angel there.
Okay.
That is your helpful people. And what that will do is it will bring in a lot of people who want to help you sell this. So that's a great thing to
do. Should the angel be outside on the porch or inside?
Outside on the porch is a great idea. I have my angel. I had a handmade angel that I made. So she sits on the windowsill on the inside because I didn't want her to be outside.
Yeah. But she's still watching out the window.
Yes.
It's okay.
She's looking out.
Yes.
She's looking out at the road. And she's doing great there. I look at her every day, check her, make sure
she's still there.
All right.
Now, you had a trick a long time ago that you were telling me when I was selling my house with the red flowers.
Yes. Oh, I'm so
glad.
And it worked.
It did. Yeah, in less than a week I sold my house.
I know. 9 red carnations the day that you're going to have an open house. I'm so glad you brought that up, Casey.
I did it on my open house and it worked.
Awesome. On the open house, have 9 red carnations. And if you want to splurge, go ahead and do 9 red roses. 9 red carnations are cheaper. The other thing I love to do is have water boiling, and I put lemon slices or orange slices, cloves, a little bit of cinnamon, and have that just simmering. The 9 red carnations, the water simmering, and you can also be baking cinnamon cookies.
Mm.
Oh, I know.
Wow. Yeah, because it makes people feel inviting, and it makes it remind them of growing up and want to buy that house.
Exactly, because it feels like home, and if you get rid of all of your personal items, that's going to be huge. So make sure that your closets are looking good, your kitchen is updated, and your bathroom is updated. Those are going to be the sellers.
Yeah. You think that's just common sense, but I don't know. I've been looking, you know, we've all looked at houses.
Sure.
You'd be amazed at what you see when you walk into some
of
them.
It's crazy.
Just clean it, you know, it'd look
clean
a lot better.
Yeah, pick it up and get, I mean, you know, go ahead and rent a unit that you can put all of your extra things in. It'll be money well spent.
Definitely.
Really.
Good advice.
Yes.
Well, Sunita, thank you. SunitaSitara.com is her website. You can always email us if you have any questions. And thank you.
It's
we'll see you next month.
To see you.
Thanks, Sunita.
Thank you.
It's Drew and Casey on KISS FM.